The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Slam the Locker with DJ host me, KB. Welcome to my podcast. As a collegiate athlete, I will be discussing what it's really like being a college athlete with raw content, personal stories, and of course, advice. Keep listening to hear more about the do's and don'ts and the behind-the-scenes actions of college athletes. In today's episode, we will be talking all about balancing your new life as an athlete, from your social life to your academic success. Now, let's just start off with some of the basics. When you attend college, you are either on the semester system or the quarter system, and here at Dominican, we are a semester system, which pretty much means we have school for two really long quarters. Here at Dominican, we usually go to school from August to December, which is roughly about 4 months, and then we typically go back to school late mid-January for 4 months, and we're done in May. I like this system way better because I feel like it allows the opportunity and time given for holidays and winter breaks to enjoy with your family, making it easier for you to go back to school and ready to take on your next semester courses. Now onto the amount of units you're supposed to take. It's really onto your preference, but the lowest number of units you're allowed to take to be a full-time student is 12, which in order to be a part of any sports team, you must be a full-time student. You can take anywhere from 12 to 18 units and more if you are an honor student. But typically as an athlete, you are advised to take as little units as possible while you're in your season to try to avoid any conflicts with your sport or extra stress that may come with too much on your plate. But sometimes that's not always possible. As going to a small private school like Dominican, we don't always have the luxury of multiple classes being available at multiple times on multiple days. Many times there are actually classes that are only offered one time, one semester, and you have to take it with no questions asked. But your classes really fall into what your major is or if you have a minor. Different majors offer different classes and require different amounts of units in order to graduate, making it harder to determine how many units you should take each semester depending on your major. For example, if you're a biology or chemistry major, you are required to have a Friday research class every year since your freshman year, but no other major has that requirement. And if you're a business major, you have EWB on Thursday nights for 2 hours, and that's with all business majors. As well as having requirements for your major, there are also certain requirements for minors as well. Depending on the minor, the units might change and the type of classes can change from upper to lower division classes, depending on where you're at taking your minor classes. An average class schedule at Dominican can look different for everybody, but for me personally, as a global health major and a minor in psychology, my freshman and sophomore year classes were much more full and I had class all day, typically. But now, my junior and senior year, my classes typically are around 1 to 2 classes a day, usually having just one class every day, and then having one day with two classes, which I like this way a lot better because it gives me enough time in the morning to get all my schoolwork done, and then I still have the rest of the day for myself. But now let's talk a little more about being an athlete and what practice consists of. During season, practices are 6 days a week and one rest day off. Typically, those rest days are Sundays, but that does change depending on the game schedule during the week. Practice is either from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. or from noon to 2. But every other day, there's a weight program and mobility program we are supposed to do after practice. If this is missed due to class, you are still required to make it up on your own time. I know people always say being a college athlete is like having a job, and they really weren't lying. Playing a sport in college is not only exhausting, but it can take a huge mental toll on you as well. I've been playing competitive soccer my whole life, and being a collegiate athlete was all I ever wanted, but little did I know what was in store for me. The change from senior year of high school to freshman year in college, I feel, is so important to help find who you really are and what you want to be and your goals and aspirations in life, which kind of leaves you in this place where you're torn between your responsibilities. You know, when you come to college your freshman year, you move into the dorms and you're just so excited to meet new people and explore this new life in front of you. You want to do everything with everyone and explore this new town you moved to, which leaves you stuck thinking, well, do I go get ice cream with my friends or stay and do my homework so I'm not up super late before my 7 a.m. practice? These are the exact scenarios you will be put into trying to adjust to the new college lifestyle. Me personally, school wasn't always the easiest for me, so I had to try and adjust quickly as possible. As playing a collegiate sport is like having a second job. There are no sick days, there are no vacation time. This is now your whole life. You now have to schedule your classes, your job, your social life, all around your soccer schedule to make sure you're not missing any games, practices. And if so, the games and practices you are missing are 100% necessary and there's no way in going around it. My first semester of freshman year of college was rough. I think and look back now and ask myself, how did I make it through? At this time in my life, school was at an all-time high for me, just because I didn't know how to manage my time. I would stay up all hours of night trying to finish assignments that I wouldn't even really understand, just to wake up at 6 a.m. the next morning to go to practice, then be exhausted in my class, not being able to retain the information being taught to me, creating a cycle of stress, unhappiness, and worry. I was so afraid to tell people I couldn't hang out with them, even though I knew I had much more important responsibilities that I needed to do. I guess the fear of missing out is a real thing. The main thing that I learned, kinda the hard way, was managing my time. Learning how to manage my time allowed me to be less stressed and actually gave me more free time than when I wasn't following a schedule. The fastest and easiest way I found to help me manage my time was to first get a calendar or a schedule book. One you can take everywhere with you, not too big, not too small, just big enough to fit in your backpack, your purse, just in your hand. Anywhere you can bring it, you should bring it. But I also used Google Calendar because, you know, you take your phone everywhere with you. So putting the schedule on your phone allows access to it at all times, no matter what, whenever you need it. Some of the things that consisted in this schedule book that I carried around with me was my class schedule, the days my homework was due and the days my homework were assigned, my soccer schedule, my eating schedule to make sure I was always eating enough food for my body to be fueled for soccer practice and for class. Because if your body is not fueled properly, you cannot be successful in neither the academic field or the athletic field. Being exhausted is no joke, and so you need to take it seriously and take care of your body. Otherwise, you're going to burn out quickly. But I also managed to put when I would go grocery shopping, when I would pay my bills, anything that was important to me, I had to put on that schedule. And I found this to be the fastest way for me to be successful. Although freshman year seems like it's all fun and games until it really hits the fan and you got to get your things done and you're on a time crunch and you need to manage and figure out what to do next to be successful. And here at Dominican, it's definitely possible and it can help you. And there's so many options. And my freshman year, I really thought I was going to fail out of my classes because of how bad my time management skills were. They were so bad my freshman year. I'm so surprised I made it to my senior year this year. Like, it's so crazy. The thing that really helped me be successful was using my extra outlets here at Dominican. Dominican is a perfect place to always give an extra helping hand whenever you need it. And I was definitely someone who needed it, and I still need it. And there's nothing wrong with needing extra help, because in order to be successful, you have to know yourself. And me personally, I need extra help in order to motivate me and help me understand the curriculum that I am being taught. I need someone that I can bounce off my ideas with. And so I found myself at the tutoring center quite often, trying to just get extra help, bouncing my ideas off them, and seeing whatever form of studying was the best way for me. As well, I would find myself in the library a lot, working with fellow teammates and fellow athletes. I found the library to be a perfect place for me to study and do my homework, as I'm someone who gets really easily distracted. So in the second semester of my freshman year, I had to learn that in order for me to do my homework, I had to be in an area with no distractions. And in the library, I actually don't get any cell service, so it's kind of perfect because even if I wanted to go on my phone, I couldn't. I could only do my homework in there. I was forced to do it, and I would do it. I would go to the library after every class and try to get my homework done as soon as it was given to me. This would allow me more time to be successful academically and athletically, because as soon as I got my homework done, I would have more time to be able to go to the soccer field and put extra work in. And putting extra work in is really important to me. So learning my responsibilities and managing my time was ultimately the key to my success and improvement for my freshman or senior year of college. I also found it extremely helpful when we had our study hall hours for student athletes. It was extremely helpful because it required you to come to study hall 6 hours a week, and you would have to sign in with your name and sign out when you leave. And they would be proctored, so there would be a faculty member there or a coach, and usually they were pretty familiar with the student athletes, so they knew people by name, so you couldn't just leave if you wanted to. But those study hall hours would be for freshmen. It would be the first semester when they move in, and then in order to get out of study hall, they had to have a 3.0 or higher. And then if you didn't have a 3.0 or higher, you had to keep going to study hall until now your cumulative GPA is a 3.0. This was extremely helpful for me because in the beginning of my freshman year, I found it really hard to try to figure out like when to do my homework, just because I was like so busy like trying to get to know everybody and like be everyone's best friend, you know? And so study hall actually helped me actually do a lot of my homework. It wasn't until like the second semester where I really started utilizing my study hall, because I usually would go during the nighttime, but I found the mornings are actually like more convenient for me to do, because it would be like just me by myself getting my homework done, and I could focus on my homework for 2 hours and it would still count for study hall. So that was really cool. Ultimately, here at Dominican, being a student athlete is really great because there's so many outlets that are there for you and just on arm's reach away that you can use at any point in time to help you be successful. And managing your time is the fastest and easiest way to be successful here at Dominican, and it helps you set yourself up for the future and be successful for later.
Don't forget to tune in to next week's episode of Slam the Locker with me, DJ host KB. We'll be talking about expectations versus reality while being a college athlete. Thanks for listening.